Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're wondering what's going on in the world, wonder no more. It's time for news or note, people.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or note.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining
the
program.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yep.
The Ice Bucket Challenge is back.
Oh.
Made a return. The first...
It actually did work.
Yeah, it raised over $115 million. Which,
and
like,
basically cured whatever we were after.
ALS.
Yeah, ALS. Yeah, it was for ALS. I don't know. I don't want to misquote it. It definitely came up with like new treatments, new like finding new genetic factors. So I think so, but I don't want to misquote that.
We got involved in it,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't pay any money. So did we screw up? How were we supposed to pay the money? I don't know. See, that's when everybody's like, you've raised so much money. I'm like, were we supposed to pay money if we got challenged, or were we supposed to pay money if the people we challenged
I thought
did
it was only like you're supposed to pay money if you don't do the challenge. Like if you don't pour the ice water over your head, that's when you pay money.
Oh.
But I forget
who challenged us, but we challenged
Ryan Tedder.
And he did it on stage in Houston.
Yeah.
Wow.
And called us out on stage.
Oh, cool.
It was like, what a great moment.
But it's back, and this time it's for mental health awareness, the Mental Illness Needs Discussion Club from...
Okay, but we can't cure that.
No, but it helps bring attention to it. I don't know. It seems good.
Feels like dumping water on your head is like a weird... Is it just me?
No. Yes, because cold showers and cold plunges are supposed to be good for you, right?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
they are.
Right. So we're all going to do it?
I do it and I'm better than you, so... Good evening.
Good evening.
Some sad news.
Oh, boy.
I think as... Billy Ray Cyrus was spotted out, sparking rumors with Elizabeth Hurley.
How is this even possible?
How is it possible? Fellas.
What? How?
I don't know. That's all I've got. We're at a loss for words here.
What? How? What?
I don't know if I know who that is.
You do.
I know Billy, yes.
You would know Elizabeth Hurley when you see.
Have you ever seen Bedazzled?
No.
It was a movie with...
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, she plays the devil, right? Yeah.
She's so good in it.
Yeah.
She dated.
Oh, she's British.
Yes.
She was in Austin Powers. Okay.
Yes. She dated Hugh Grant.
I don't know if she married him or.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's been on a good run, and Billy Ray Cyrus, I guess. I mean,
that's a win, right?
Is he? Well, yeah. Hasn't he been kind of a D-bag recently?
Well, I think there's two sides to this. That crazy girl with a weird name that he married for like 14 seconds. Like Songfire or Hellraiser.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she had a really weird name. And then the marriage ended real fast. But then she came out and tried
Fire Rose.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some weirdness.
He does. Yeah. And he had where he came out and he was performing. And he looked like he was maybe.
Allowed.
Yeah. A drinking problem or something.
Inauguration.
I think so. Yeah. But I don't know. Is that him being a D or is that him getting help for something? Now he's doing better. So now he's got a clear head in dating, but I mean to fall backwards into Elizabeth Hurley.
They took a shot on Easter and they're just like up against a fence or something. It's like they're clearly dating.
Yeah. And her son even kind of like gave it the thumbs up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alicia Silverstone has returned for her Clueless sequel series. She is coming back as Cher. Fingers crossed, Paul Rudd joins as well.
He's the only reason I'd watch. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it.
Really?
Gag me with a spoon. Yeah.
It's you want so this good. Movie?
It's a sequel series. So it's not a movie. It's like a whole episode thing.
Does it officially mean you're old and crotchety when you say the following? Why can't Hollywood come up with new things? I just come up with new stuff. There's like, my daughter just came up to me and she's like, oh, there's two new Dexter spinoffs coming. And I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There has to be a line. I don't think this has crossed the line.
Yes, it has.
No.
Well, I saw an interview with Matt Damon. Maybe I feel like it was making the rounds, but about him saying that the reason Hollywood is so nervous to make new ideas is because not as many people are going to the theater and they don't have the DVD sales coming up after it's in theaters.
Okay.
So they're just like, we got to do what we know will work and we'll make money. So it's superhero movies and like remakes and stuff. Good evening.
Good evening.
Post Malone back in the news. You may have almost forgotten that he's a father. He's kept his personal life so private.
Wait, he's a father?
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
That's the whole reason he got healthy.
Here's the weird thing.
He has a daughter.
He's kind of unhealthy, if you ask me. He's gotten too skinny. This whole country thing, he's really like embraced it. And I just saw a picture of him this weekend. And it's like, bro, work in some Five Guys. You need some calories. It looks weird on him right now.
I'll always be down to work in some Five Guys. I'm on board with that. But yes, he has a daughter and an ex-fiance who now they are going over a custody battle together. Post Malone, the ex-fiance, is seeking primary custody of their daughter. He also apparently filed custody papers before her, so it's kind of this battle. He wanted to keep both his daughter and the fiance at the time out of the spotlight because he said like he wants his daughter to be able to make the decision of when I can let people into my life and stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, I do love that part.
But now it's kind of, it's almost backfiring because now we know more about like the bad side of his
he and his ex-fiance, they were high school sweethearts.
They were?
She supported him like through and through. So it makes me feel like something bad
is that
happened.
Him? Is that Ed Sheeran or is it the same?
No, it wasn't Ed.
It was because Ed also has a wife.
Yeah.
And a kid.
Two kids.
It's like, two?
Yeah.
See, some guys can keep it private.
At the very beginning, I said, this is where you get your hard news. And you guys don't know what you're talking about.
I know about Elizabeth Hurley.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.